Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Brian Freeman, Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, and joining us for this week's episode is a senior wide receiver from the football team, Kevin Kuchera. Kevin, thanks for stopping by today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
You guys are coming off an open weekend, your first of the season, so no game and practice schedule has changed where you had a few extra days off. What did you do with all that free time you're not used to having in the middle of the season?
We still had a couple practices that week, but it was nice having a Thursday, Friday, Saturday off finally. I stayed in Mobile, though. Didn't do much, just stretch, try to keep my body right, get ready for this upcoming Arkansas State game.
Describe for our listeners out there kind of what it's been like to be in the locker room with this team. You guys have had a couple of what people consider signature victories in this program's short history, and you also enter this weekend 0-2 in the Sun Belt Conference. So it's kind of been probably emotionally all over the map. How have you guys handled it as a group?
We've handled it really great. This team is a lot different from last year. Last year at this point, we might be falling apart and fighting each other, but we really took the one heartbeat into consideration, and we all got each other's back, and we're a lot more mature team. I believe we can handle anything. We go into every game with confidence, and we're not going to let that 0-2 start affect us going forward. There's still a lot of conference games left.
You know, let's talk about the passing game this year. Right now, as it stands, the offense is on track to set a school record for passing yards per game, averaging around 280 at this point. What's the difference between this and last year where that number was right at 200?
A lot of hard work's gone into this. The receivers and QBs have really bought in. We work each week, and our timing just gets better and better as the season goes on, and we hope to continue that.
Describe for our listeners kind of a typical day for you during the week, on a week like this where you've got a Saturday game. Kind of what's your class schedule like? How much time are you in the field house? And, you know, obviously there are practices too.
I like to wake up a little early, make sure I get that breakfast in, and a couple times a week we lift, I would say Tuesdays and Thursdays, and after that I would go to class for a few hours. Then I have a little bit of time to eat again, and we meet up at 2, watch film on our opponent for that week, get ready for practice by 3:30, and then we would usually be out by about 5:30 or 6, and then rest of the time usually just for homework, and if I don't have any of that, just hanging out.
You know, if you had to kind of estimate it, how much time do you think you guys spend in meetings and watching film and doing that stuff kind of behind the scenes that no one ever really sees or is able to pay attention to?
I'd probably say about 2.5 hours a day.
And when you do that, specifically you as a wide receiver, you know, what are you looking for on film? Is it more about watching practice stuff and what you're doing in terms of execution? What do you look for when you're watching opponents' film and trying to prepare for the weekend?
In the off season, it's all about us. We don't really watch any other teams. We try to clean up our techniques and get our routes nice and crisp, timing down with the quarterback, and just making sure we're doing our assignments right. But when we get in season, it's all about them. It's about what coverages they run, what tendencies their cornerbacks have that we can try to pick on to get open with. And
you know, for you on game day, you know, what do you do? you have a set routine that you try and keep every week? You have any superstitions you like to stick to because of something that's worked in the past?
Not really. I like to think I'm a simple guy. I try to stay calm. Everyone tries to get hyped up, and I see how that works for some, but I just like to try to stay focused and not get out of mind.
So last year was your first season with the program, and you ended up playing in all but one game, had 9 catches for just under 100 yards. Here we're getting into the midpoint of the season. You already have 16 catches for 316 yards. I mean, the production has significantly increased. What's the difference between last year and this year for you?
Last year I had a few seniors ahead of me, and I came into the program super late, right before the season started. So I had to earn the trust of the coaches, which slowly happened last year. But having an off season here now, a full off season under my belt, and they can watch me actually perform, and I could prove to them that I'm a good ball player, I think helped a lot.
You know, one of those things, statistically speaking, is you already have 7 what people consider big plays, gains of 20 yards or more. What's the key to making plays like that happen? You know, something explosive.
It all starts in practice. It's like I said again, it's watching film. You need to know what your corner's going to do to enable yourself to get open. And at that point, it's all about the throw from the quarterback, which we have 2 great quarterbacks I have a lot of confidence in. And then at that point, it's just all about finishing. You got to come down with the ball and do the best you can with that.
So, as you mentioned before, you arrived just before the start of preseason camp in 2015. Tell our listeners about the recruiting process out of junior college and how your situation was a little different, because junior college signing day is in December, and a lot of transfers have that chance to get into school in the spring and go through spring practice, and you didn't. So talk about the difference in that and your timing and, you know, the whole recruiting process for you that sophomore year out at the College of San Mateo.
Yeah, I played 2 seasons there. I put up some pretty good numbers, about 1,300 yards in 2 seasons, close to, I think, I want to say 10 touchdowns. And just didn't seem to get recruited by anyone. So I had to stay a third off season at that junior college and hopefully get recruited. I practice every day with the College of San Mateo Bulldogs and in hopes to get recruited and be seen there at their spring practice. And at the very end of that semester, I finally got offered by South Alabama. I was pretty close to hanging the cleats up if I didn't get any offers, but I was lucky enough that South found me, and I'm very happy about that.
You know, as you look at it now that you've been here for over a year, what do you enjoy most about the program and beyond that, the University of South Alabama?
I really enjoy the turnaround we've made from last year, all the way from the coaches down to the players, the staff. I feel like we're just doing everything better around here, and I know we're a new program, and I know it's going to continue to get better and better each year, and I'm really glad I got to be a part of that and actually see the change happen this year.
So you're born and raised in California. Talk about life growing up out there, what it was like for you, and how it compares to life in Alabama for you the last year plus.
I would like to think it was pretty normal growing up out there. People out here in Alabama think that's kind of cool. You're from California, but I like to think it's pretty normal. I took the weather for granted for sure. When I first came out here and got off the plane, I didn't know what humidity was. And I got here in the summer, and I got off, and I couldn't breathe. I said, what is this? But it's just one of those things you got to get used to, and I got used to it pretty quick.
We're visiting with Kevin Cachera, wide receiver from the Jaguar football team. South Alabama visits Arkansas State in a Sun Belt Conference matchup. That kicks off Saturday at 6 p.m. in Jonesboro. The team will then be home again next Next game at Ladd Peebles Stadium's Thursday night against rival Troy in a game that'll be on ESPNU. You know, I know you can't look too far ahead, but you've already had a couple games on TV this year. And talk about that experience. Do you even think about it once the whistle blows and the game gets underway? But, you know, what's it like to be on national TV and prominently seen across the nation?
It's pretty cool. It's been a dream of mine. I've always wanted to play on TV since I was a little kid. But once you strap up and you go out there, you don't even notice that. You just want to beat the person across from you, and the cameras don't really matter. The coolest part about it is when you go home after and you can watch the replay and hear what the announcers say about you and watch you guys like you would watch a normal Saturday college football game. It's pretty sweet.
Well, we've hit a time for a two-minute drill. I'm going to ask you some questions, just looking for quick responses. First thing that comes into your mind, you know, the first thing is with whatever little free time you have, what do you like to do when you're outside of football?
All us players are pretty close-knit, so we hang out with each other most of the time, and if we're not doing that, then I like to go to the gym and stretch or hit the sauna, try to take care of my body as much as I can during the season.
What's your favorite sport outside of football?
I would have to say baseball.
Was that something that you played a lot of growing up and in high school?
Yeah, I played my whole life until college.
What's the best athletic event that you've ever attended as a fan?
I'd have to say the 49ers Green Bay playoff game at home in San Francisco.
And as you move forward, what event, what sporting event is on your bucket list, something that you've never had a chance to go to but you definitely want to experience?
I'm a big Warriors fan, so when they get back to the finals this year, which they will, I would love to attend one of those, but that takes a lot of money.
You have a chance to go on a dream vacation. Where are you headed to?
Spain.
What's your favorite movie?
Anchorman.
Solid selection. Got to give you credit for that. What's your favorite book?
Captain Underpants.
The Kevin Kacharis story, when they make that down the road, that movie, who plays the starring role?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
You have no actor in mind. This seems like it's something that you probably should have been thinking about the last few years.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Someone that looks like me, I don't know. I can't think of someone off the top of the head.
I'm going to say young Kevin Bacon, and you're going to have to like it. So this is your last chance to answer that question different.
I'll go with that, Kevin Bacon.
We've been with Kevin Kacharis, senior wide receiver from football team, in action Saturday at Arkansas State. Kevin, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck on Saturday and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!